right, coming around the back turn. Turn number four coming into the straightaway, headed for the finish line. But we've got some work to do before we get there. Because it is absolutely amazing to me, appalling really, when I hear Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez accuse America of running concentration camps. I swear. Concentration camp. And then they try to say, well, that didn't mean Nazi Germany. That's exactly what it means. Because she's saying that holding people, detaining people that have broken American law coming into the country illegally, holding them in detention centers is somehow akin to Nazi Germany's concentration camps like Dachau and Birkenwald and Auschwitz. Come on. It's what they meant. And then even had the nerve and the gall to compare and say that one of these camps that people are being held is where the Japanese were held during World War II once. And so what? It's a military camp. It's a military base. Yeah, we've held people there. It has nothing at all. But she's trying to make the connection to Japanese internment camps and those that are coming into the country voluntarily and illegally at the same time. You have to hear this. It's appalling, but you have to understand what these fools are saying. Bite number one with AOC. Bite number one.
The United States is running concentration camps on our southern border. And that is exactly what they are. They are concentration camps. And if that doesn't bother you, I want to talk to the people that are concerned enough with humanity to say that we should not, that never again means something. And that the fact that concentration camps are now an institutionalized practice in the
really
home of the free
institutionalized
is extraordinarily.
I can't take her. She is so ignorant and hateful of America and uneducated. It is appalling. The fact that she would diminish, the totality of what the Nazis did in murdering people during the 1930s and 40s is revolting. The fact that she would compare Americans, you and I, to that by enforcing the law, it's unspeakable. And then she went out and tried to defend it again, as did Chris Hayes on MSNBC, tried to defend her comments, the indefensible comments. First, it's anti-Semitism, and then it's comparing Americans to Nazis. First of all, let's try this on for size. Hitler was Hitler, no comparison. All right, there are no comparisons unless you're a brutal, murdering dictator. All right, Donald Trump was like Hitler. Yeah, really? How? By the millions of people he hasn't killed? By the millions of people he hasn't put on trains and run off to the gas chambers? Is that how? I mean, it's revolting. Meanwhile, back through the looking glass, MSNBC, they're advocating open borders and say the president's acting like a terrorist. A terrorist by enforcing immigration laws. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Let's go for another ride through the bizarre world in bite number two.
And we know when the president threatens to build the wall and completely shut down the border, that's when we see a massive influx of migrants trying to get in before they can.
So the first thing we have to do is dismiss Stephen Miller et al.'s claim that there is some kind of evidence that this will actually have that kind of effect. This is not an evidence-based policy. Let's just dismiss that out of hand. And secondly, what we need to do is to understand what is really motivating this, Stephanie, is cruelty. It's cruelty. What Donald Trump did yesterday, what he announced via Twitter, and this may sound hyperbolic to some folk, it was a terroristic act. Think about all of those mixed families, people who have parents, who have kids, right? We know that he can't really implement this. That's what Julie Ansley just said. That this was just a political ploy. Mm-hmm. But what is he doing? He's terrorizing families in communities who think that they're going to be snatched away from their kids.
No, snatched away from their kids. How dare you break the law? Oh, but if you've got kids, you can break the law all you want because we can't snatch you away. We can't steal the baby from the crying mother's bosom and so on and so forth and such nonsense. How do people fall for this garbage? Yeah, how do you fall for this garbage? And while we're going down la-la land on the left, why not one more little bit from Senator Kirsten Gillibrand running for president? She'll get at least three votes at some point, maybe more. because she fully advocates the termination of full-term babies. And if you are a judge that disagrees with the ability to choose abortion, if you're a pro-life judge who believes in the rule of law, you shouldn't even be allowed on the bench, says Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. It's bite number three. Go.
If you look at Roe v. Wade and say, I don't believe that women have a constitutional right to privacy, you are upending settled precedent. And more than that, you're upending the social compact we have as a country, that we have long, long past decided as a country that we don't believe in sexism, racism, homophobia over the last several decades. And I just believe that this is settled precedent. It is law of the land. And if you as a presidential candidate believe that you should upend law of the land that's been there for 40 years, it is so disruptive to the American culture and our views of the world.
I just can't take it. Stop. I can't listen to her backwards. 1 minute more. Stop. Good Lord. I mean, Socratic logic? She has no relationship with Socratic logic, with logic in general. You're not allowed to have a different point of view. We're open-minded Democrats, as long as you believe exactly what we tell you to believe and you adhere to the exact ideology and ideas and talking points we give you. Then you will be free. Please. It's America. And third trimester babies are exactly that, babies. And I'm going to tell you that to millions, tens of millions of Americans, the idea of terminating a third trimester baby, well, it's disgusting, frankly. It is the 19th of June. Some final thoughts from our trip here to Orlando, Florida. In just a moment, don't go anywhere.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.